So you had more than 2,000 high school students enter this competition. Tell us what it is you were looking for.
We're looking for the next generation of cybersecurity professional. Every other year, ISC Squared conducts its Global Information Security Workforce Study. And that study that was released almost 10 months ago indicated an enormous shortage in the workforce, both in the U.S. as well as globally, and predicted an opening of at least 2 million jobs over the next 5 years. And those jobs definitely need to be filled. So it was important for us to look in our scholarship program to not only support students at the graduate and postgraduate level, but also begin to work our way down the education system by making more students aware of what an incredibly interesting and upwardly mobile profession cybersecurity can be. And so this year we are also giving out undergraduate scholarships. And then we went into a partnership with the U.S. Cyber Challenge in its high school challenge program to reach deeper into the system to high school students, again, to raise their awareness for the fact that this program even exists, or I shouldn't say this program, but this industry even exists. I think that cybersecurity is one of those things that's essentially hidden when you're a youngster. You don't even know that it exists. You know what you see. You see the local fireman. You see the local policeman. You see the doctor. You see the teacher. But you certainly never see a cybersecurity expert. And even when you're looking at IT, you see computer games and you think to yourself, well, gosh, I want to be a computer game programmer, as I think most kids want to be. But they don't really see that cybersecurity exists. And it's competitions like these that raise awareness amongst kids and get them really excited about this as an industry. Also, it gets them turned to the positive side of cybersecurity rather than the negative side.
And you just, I just want to return to a point you made, 2 million jobs. That's more than the auto industry, for example. Where does that number come from, and how many of those jobs are government, do you estimate?
Well, again, the number comes from our cybersecurity workforce study. So it's a combination of estimates that were made by our global workforce and those that are in hiring positions, estimating the number of workers that they would need. And then we also looked at figures like those that are put out by our Bureau of Labor Statistics, but we looked at those figures worldwide.
Let's talk about some of the response that you've gotten as you are trying to not just deepen and widen the pool of future cybersecurity experts, but you're really trying to spark something in the high school students. Did it work? Did that spark take?
Well, absolutely. I think when you see 2,000 high school students from 32 states, 3 U.S. territories, and 169 schools registered for this competition, which took place primarily online in October and November, that's a lot of kids that are interested in cybersecurity. And there are multiple challenges like this that go on both in the U.S. as well as globally.
So tell us about, by the way, we're speaking with Julie Peeler. She's director of the ISC Squared Foundation. And five were chosen. Tell us about them. What should we know? What kind of qualities do they have that people would care about to become cybersecurity professionals?
Well, first of all, these are some very, very bright kids, and they're also very tenacious because the U.S. Cyber Challenge really puts them to the task and puts them to test by running them through a series of modules online that cover things like networking fundamentals, understanding operating systems and the foundation pieces of software, system administration, and they really have to dig deep by going through learning modules and then running their way through quizzes. And as they pass each quiz, they move on to the next round of competition. And that's how the pool of 2,000 gets narrowed and narrowed and narrowed until you finally have these top five scoring students. So, you know, the first thing to understand is that these kids obviously beat out the other 1,995 students that were in the competition, but also that we really ran them through their paces so they understand quite extensively what's going on in the world of cybersecurity and built some really solid skills.
And I also wanted to ask, just to clarify that point, this was not judgment by others, but objective tests that they completed that they either got right or wrong.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And it's wonderful for us, as you know, ISC Squared is the global information security certification organization. We hold the gold standard in cybersecurity certification with our CISSP standard. And the nice thing about this competition is it really mirrors what these kids will eventually go through when it comes time for them to become certified cybersecurity professionals and move into the workforce.
I was actually going to ask about that, because that IT field is always changing. I mean, it's really fluid, and I was wondering if things might change between, you know, your high school years and when you actually launch your IT career.
Well, certainly they do. And part of the reason that we underwrite scholarships is that we really want to move them into the next step of their education, which is to move into a college career to move them into college.
Mm-hmm.
So that they continue their studies. And, you know, as they are moving their way through their university career and, you know, whatever they want to move on to after that, obviously our certifications are also keeping up with what's going on in the industry. We also are the holders of something called the CBK, the Common Body of Knowledge. And that Common Body of Knowledge is being updated on a daily basis. And it is what is then reflected in our certification tests, though our certification tests are kept up to date on a quarterly basis as well. So someone who took a test last year, that test may very well have changed next year and the year after that. So the testing that we also do with certification is clearly keeping up with what's going on in the industry, and particularly if these students end up moving into one of the centers of excellence around the country, they're getting the very best in cybersecurity education.
I got to think that as people hear more about this, particularly during this interview, that they're wondering, well, how can I get my kid involved? You going to have another one?
Oh, absolutely. This goes on every year, it's run by the U.S. Cyber Challenge, and people can get more information at the USCC website.
And what happens next? Are they going to go to college? Do we know that they will, and do they get scholarships?
Well, we don't always know that they're going to go to college, but again, that we provide scholarships to make sure that they have a little bit more impetus to not only go to college, but move into a career in information assurance. So the winners are provided. Of the five winners, the scholarships they receive are at the $2,500, $1,500, $750, and $500 levels, respectively. But in addition, ISC Squared has a separate college scholarship program where they could also receive an additional $5,000 for their undergraduate careers. They would simply need to reapply for that additional funding.
Julie Peeler is the director of the ISC Squared Foundation. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.